From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The president of South Korea is ordering more troops to the island that North Korea attacked on Tuesday, killing 4 and injuring 18. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Yeonpyeong that some people are spending this day sifting through charred debris.
Among the areas that were hit, they are really quite badly hit. We've seen quite a lot of buildings which are completely gutted. And what's really noticeable is just how few people there are here. And really everybody that we see is fleeing.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting. Haiti is bracing for possibly violent elections in a country that's still recovering from an earthquake and a cholera epidemic. The Associated Press reports campaign rallies were held in the capital ahead of Sunday's vote. Also, more protests erupted in Capitan against UN peacekeepers who were accused of bringing cholera to the impoverished island nation. Wire News Services report that the disease has killed at least 2,000 in Haiti. An Alabama man convicted of killing his wife during their honeymoon in Australia is on his way back to the United States, where he will likely face murder charges. As Tanya Ott reports from member station WBHM in Birmingham, the man is expected to arrive in the States today, accompanied by immigration staff and police officers.
33-year-old Gabe Watson just finished an 18-month sentence in Australia. Authorities there had originally charged him with murder. They alleged that back in 2003, Watson killed his wife Tina by turning off her air supply and holding her underwater while scuba diving off the Great Barrier Reef. Eventually, though, Watson pleaded guilty to manslaughter. A ruling by the Supreme Court of Queensland, Australia, found that Watson acted stupidly but not maliciously, and that he had no intention of harming his wife. He'll likely face murder charges here in Alabama. Australian authorities had delayed his deportation until they received assurances from the U.S. government that it would not seek the death penalty. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.
Explosions in Iraq today are blamed in at least 6 deaths. A bomb went off at a pet store in the northern Iraqi city of Talafer, killing 3, and explosions were also heard near the Jordanian border. After telephoning servicemen and women stationed around the world, President Obama plans to celebrate a quiet Thanksgiving at the White House. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Both turkey and ham will be on the Thanksgiving menu for President Obama, his family, and others dining at the White House. Guests will also have a choice of cornbread or oyster stuffing, greens, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and macaroni and cheese. For dessert, options include 6 kinds of pie: apple, pumpkin, sweet potato, banana cream, cherry, and huckleberry. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Despite sub-freezing overnight temperatures, citrus growers in California's Central Valley managed to protect oranges and lemon crops from damaging frost. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports combating the cold weather is costly.
As temperatures dipped to the dangerous 28-degree mark, growers deployed frost prevention measures that included flooding their orchards with irrigation water and turning on wind machines. Jill Nelson of California Citrus Mutual says the collective cost to growers last night was more than $4 million.
On a normal freeze night, the industry will spend better than $600,000 an hour to protect this crop.
Temperatures are forecast to drop into the 20s again tonight. The cold front is expected to move out of the region Friday. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
London plans to host the 2012 Olympic Games with absolutely no change to the terror threat level currently in place in the city, in Britain, that is. Today, counterterrorism minister Polly Neville-Jones told an Olympic security conference in London that even though the Games are over a year away, the country has to work on the assumption that the threat will remain as it is. Jones also told the gathering that more needs to be done to head off potential cybercrimes against the Olympics. The euro is still sliding in the wake of Europe's debt crisis. The currency is worth 133 after it hit 142 earlier this month. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is trying to reassure investors that the euro, that's used by 16 European nations, will make it through. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.